In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Apostle Paul says, "And without controversy, without debate, without argument, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Great is the hidden truth of godliness. For our God was manifested in the flesh. He was justified in the Spirit. He was seen of angels. He was preached unto the Gentiles. He was believed on in the world. And he was taken up into glory." Hallelujah. Apostle Paul knew how to say a whole lot in a few words. Our God was manifested in the flesh as the Lord Jesus Christ. He was justified by the Spirit of God as the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove when he was baptized by John in the river. Amen. And the Word of God says that he was justified by that Spirit. He was seen of angels. Jesus said, "You shall see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man in this ministry." Hallelujah. He was seen of angels. He was preached. Jesus Christ was preached unto us, the Gentiles. Amen. Praise God, he is preached to us. Amen. He come to the Jews, but he was preached to us because the Jews rejected him. And he turned to us as a people. He was preached unto the Gentiles. He was believed on. Jesus was believed on in the world, and it was Jesus that was taken up into glory. Great is this mystery of godliness. This message, who is Jesus Christ? In the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verses 9 and 10, the prophet Isaiah, he prophesied and he said, "Whom shall the Lord teach knowledge?" Amen. You want to be wise in God? You want to have knowledge in God? Whom will the Lord teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand doctrine? The teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that is weaned from the milk and off the breast. This is not for the newborn. Amen. The newborn is celebrating in the Holy Ghost, celebrating the joy of being born again. But they're babes in Christ. They do not know it all yet. Don't know it all yet. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Here a little and there a little. Amen. Line upon line, by reading the Word of God, by studying the Word of God, the precept, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding is going to come from God. Amen. As you do what the Word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Apostle Paul said, "Study. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God." You want to know God? You got to study the Word of God. You want to draw close to God? You need the Holy Ghost. The Bible says there's only one Holy Ghost, but there's nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. I'll mention the first two. The first two is knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge and wisdom. We need knowledge and we need wisdom. Who is Jesus Christ? We think that we know who Jesus Christ is. But what does God's Word say? What does the Holy Bible say about the true identity of Jesus Christ? Amen. This is an apostolic message. Jesus chose 12 apostles. He gave those apostles the Word of God. He told those apostles to go into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. Jesus gave them the commission. Amen. And they all remained in the apostles' doctrine in the breaking of bread and prayer on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost was poured out. Amen. When Peter stood up and gave the plan of salvation, and then it said they all remained in the apostles' doctrine. There is no other doctrine. The Word of God says you have got to be rooted and grounded in the faith. You got to be sound in doctrine. You can't be blown of every wind of doctrine. You can't believe everything you hear. Amen. You've got to get yourself rooted. You got to get yourself grounded in the true Word of God. Amen. Because the Bible says, amen, you do not have to tell a lie to be damned. All you got to do is believe one. There is a way that seems good to a man, but the way thereof is the ways of death. Amen. You've got to be fully persuaded in this thing. Hallelujah. You are, hallelujah, your own high priest. Amen. You are responsible for your soul. You will determine where you spend eternity. You're not going to be able to stand before the Lord and say, the preacher said. Amen. The Lord's going to say to you, but what thus saith God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Word of God is true. The Word of God is sharp. The Bible says that the Word of God is a two-edged sword. It's so sharp that it can separate asunder the bone from the joint, the spirit from the soul. Listen to me, folks. God has the power to separate your soul from your spirit. And when He does, you're physically dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. This Word of God is sure. This Word of God is true. The true identity. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 16. We're on a journey here today through the Word of God. We're on a journey here today through the Scriptures. We're going to show by the Word of God who Jesus Christ is. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? I can say to you today, church, who do you say that the Lord Jesus Christ is? Jesus asked His disciples, who do men say that I am? And they answered Him and they said, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Others say you're Jeremiah. Others say you're one of the prophets. All right. Amen. John the Baptist had been beheaded by Herod the king. Amen. And he was no longer on this earth, and people began to believe that Jesus Christ was the reincarnation of John the Baptist. I'll add this in, by the way. There's no such thing as reincarnation. That is a false doctrine. That is a doctrine of devils. Amen. You're not coming back as an insect. You're not coming back as some animal. Amen. You are who you are. You have a soul. Hallelujah. And you're going to spend eternity being who you are. And you're going to spend eternity either in heaven or in hell. In both places, you're going to know who you are and you know where you're at. Hallelujah. There's no escaping this thing. You think you're going to be wicked in this life and then you're going to die and you're going to get away from being punished? No, sir. Except a man repent. Except a man repent. He's going to die for his sins. Hallelujah. But the Word of God says, Jesus said, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, now listen, folks. Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Hallelujah. John 14:16-18, Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, and that Comforter will abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him. Catch that. For He dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. In verse 18, I want you to see this. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Hallelujah. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Spirit of truth. Jesus Christ is the Comforter. Amen. Hallelujah. We're getting right on with this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is God with us. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody argue with you. Don't let nobody debate you. You don't have to argue who Jesus is. Show them in the Bible who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Okay. Thus far, let us see by the Word of God who Jesus Christ is. One, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Two, Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Three, Jesus Christ is the Comforter. Four, Jesus Christ is the Spirit of Truth. Five, Jesus Christ is the indwelling Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Six, Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. That should be enough, but we got more. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's go on in the Word of God and we're going to see who Jesus Christ is. Revelations 1 and 11. Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Who is Jesus Christ? He's Alpha and Omega. Amen. Revelations 1 and 18. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I've got the keys. I got the keys of hell and death. Hallelujah. He went down into hell to get those keys of hell and death. He went down in there and he conquered, amen, the works of the devil, and he defeated Satan, and he took back the keys. Amen. Therefore, amen, amen. Therefore, death have no power over us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega. Amen. He is he that liveth and was dead. And he's alive forevermore. Amen. Colossians 2 and 9. For in him, Jesus, dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Do you hear me? Bodily. Colossians 1 and 15. Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ, amen, is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus Christ is the visible image of an invisible God. Our God is a spirit, and no man can see a spirit. A spirit does not have flesh and bone. Amen. But Jesus Christ has flesh and bone. And the Word of God says that Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the expressed visible image of an invisible God. If our God desired to look into a mirror and to see his reflection, when he would look in a mirror, he would see Jesus Christ looking back at him. Hallelujah. For he is the fullness of the Godhead. Hallelujah. Woo! Isn't the Word of God wonderful? Hallelujah. The prophet Isaiah, he prophesied in the Word of God about the birth of Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 9 and 6, the Word of God says, for unto us, this is prophecy. Isaiah was moved upon by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost spoke through Isaiah, and he prophesied, amen, of the birth of Jesus Christ. And he said, and for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be Wonderful. Isn't Jesus Christ wonderful? To me, he's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. He's the Counselor. He's the Mighty God. Listen to this, folks. He is the everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. How is such a thing possible that the Son could be the Mighty God, that the Son could be the everlasting Father? Because the Lord God said, before me there were no gods created, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Jesus Christ is not a second Savior. Amen. He is the very Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, if I would have come in some other man's name, you would have accepted me. But I came in my Father's name, and you rejected me. Amen. Who is his Father's name? Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. His name shall be called Jesus. and he shall save his people from their sins. Who is Jesus Christ? Woo! Who is he? He's wonderful. He's the counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let there be no mistake. Let all men be a liar. But God's word is truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now we're going to sum it all up. Hallelujah. Who is Jesus? Jesus. Number one, Jesus is the Son of God. Number two, Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Number three, Jesus Christ is the Comforter. Number four, Jesus Christ is the Spirit of Truth. Number five, Jesus Christ is the indwelling Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Number six, Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. Seven, Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. Number eight, Jesus Christ is the first and the last. Number nine, Jesus Christ is he that liveth and was dead. Number 10, Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And I could go faster. But then you'd think I was speaking in tongues and you wouldn't understand me. Hallelujah. I learned when I was young I better preach fast. Hallelujah, because I ain't got so much time. I was already told, don't stick a card up on me saying, your 30 minutes is up. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus Christ is wonderful. Jesus Christ is the Counselor. Jesus Christ is the mighty God. Jesus Christ is the everlasting Father. And Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Church, who is Jesus Christ? Oh, someone said. Jesus Christ is God. He's all of God. Not just the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the one and the only true God. And Jesus said, unless you believe, we'll get you. Hallelujah. Unless you believe that I am He, you shall all die in your sin. One last question. Church, who do you believe that Jesus Christ is? God bless you.